Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week we have a double parsha. Nitzavim and Vayelech go together this year. Individually, they're two small parshiot. Nitzavim is 40 psukim, 40 verses, and Vayelech is 30.
Is that because it's not a leap year, because it is a leap year?
Well, it's more complicated than that. It was a leap year. And when it's a leap year, then we separate. But it depends on when Rosh Hashanah falls, etc.
Right.
And this year, because Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, and so therefore it eats up one of the spaces,
one of the vacancies.
Right. One of the vacancies. So they go together, but they really belong together. Simply because of the fact that this is how Moshe views Jewish destiny in this parsha. He says two things that I want to dwell upon. One in Nitzavim. There's a famous verse there that says, "Uman tzvos orovos atzmeo," so that the one who is thirsty is satisfied through the one that is satiated. There are many, many interpretations to that cryptic verse, but one of the ideas is simply that people figure, there are enough good people around that they can cover for me too. And that those who are thirsty, those who are, so to speak, lacking in the waters of Torah, or lacking in mitzvot, or lacking in good deeds, they can be tolerated because there are those that have, like, extra credit that somehow will cover for them as well. That's a very human characteristic. But in terms of personal development, it's disastrous. And no one should count on anyone else to pull them out. Certainly, I think that's true physically as well, but certainly spiritually. And to depend upon others that somehow will see me through means that I'm never going to see myself through. And that, in the long run of Jewish history, is really a disaster, not so much for the Jewish people as a whole, because Jewish people survive. There are those that are satiated. But it's a disaster for those who are thirsty, because they never come to drink the water. And the primary obligation of Jewish people, of individual Jews, is to be knowledgeable and sophisticated and understanding regarding their faith. One of the terrible things in the world today is that the people of the book don't even know what books you're talking about. And as long as Jews are ignorant of their heritage, as long as they're satisfied in being thirsty, so to speak, so then all of the problems that we face are only going to multiply. The problems of identity and of self-worth, and the problems of how to stem all the tremendous tides of assimilation and intermarriage and everything else that afflicts us. It can't be done by thirsty people. It can only be done by people that see their future. And the prophet says, "Hoy kol tzomei lechu lamayim." Those that are thirsty, go to the water, go drink. The rabbi said that refers to Torah. Torah is always compared to water. To follow through on that basis. In Vayelech, there is another point with which I want to conclude here. Vayelech, Moshe predicts that all the troubles that will befall us, and all of the terrible events, almost indescribable events that have occurred to us, especially over the last century, and that still occur. And people will turn and say, well, it's because God is not in our midst that these events occurred. So the great Rabbi Meir Malbim of the late 19th century in Europe He said there are two interpretations of that. There'll be people that say God is not in our midst, meaning that we were not religious enough, we were not observant enough, we didn't incorporate God into our midst, we didn't make him part of our life, and therefore all of these troubles befell us. But he says, tragically, there will also be an element that will say, because God is not in our midst means, so to speak, there is no God. It doesn't exist. And we see that dichotomy in the Jewish world today. There's one half of the Jewish world that says, we have to become more observant, more stringent, less open. And there's one group in the world, in the Jewish world, that says the whole thing is a farce, forget it. It doesn't exist. And that really is the test of Jewish destiny. Which of the interpretations will finally ring true? And Moshe poses that choice, so to speak, for us. So the parshas of Nitzavim Vayelech, even though they were short, and in the synagogue, they're read rather rapidly. I mean, you get home for the chom much earlier than in most other times.
In the colder climates.
The colder climates, even in the warmer climates. But the message is very, very important and is very sobering. I think that it's a proper introduction to the High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and to the type of self-assessment that this period of the year should bring to us. So I think that those ideas in Nitzavim Vayelech have validity, certainly for our time and for each and every one of us.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the double parsha of Nitzavim and Vayelech. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.